Hey guys, welcome to the pronunciation challenge. My name is Stephanie and I'm pretty excited today because it's my first time doing the challenge with you guys. So, hope you guys will like it. So, before we talk about the video, I would like to ask you guys some questions. Do you guys know SNS, which is also known as Social Network Service? For example, like Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. To me, I love using Instagram and Facebook because I like to share my life and my feeling with my friends. And on Facebook, I usually share some music and some YouTube videos, which I think they're fun or they're inspirational, or maybe they're just really cool. So anyway, I just love using these social medias, but it's also important to be aware of that. Don't be a social media addict. We have to focus on our real life instead of losing yourself in the internet. So today we have Eugenie Gray, who is a fashion blogger on Instagram, also called an Instagrammer. And in the video, she shared some photo tips which might be useful for you if you are an Instagram user, because, you know, Instagram is a photo sharing app. And additionally, she also tells us that how she makes money from sponsorships. Because nowadays, it's pretty common for people to make money from the internet. For example, like YouTubers, Instagrammer, or Facebook fan page, they all can make money through sponsorship. Okay, so let's take a look at the sentence now. When I'm searching for the perfect spot to take a photo, if I'm at home, I look for really clean, crisp architecture. And if I'm abroad, then I look for architecture that fits the vibe of whatever city I'm in. When I'm searching for the perfect spot to take a photo, if I'm at home, I look for really clean, crisp architecture. And if I'm abroad, then I look for architecture that fits the vibe of whatever city I'm in. And now let's take a look at the first vocabulary, crisp. Crisp 这个字呢，它是脆的、清新的，那或者是它也可以说是有干净利落的一个意思。那像我们常常听到crispy 这个字，其实也是跟 crisp 是一样的意思。那讲到脆这个字的话，有两个其他的单字也有相同的意思。第一个字是 crunchy， 那第二个是 crumbly。但 crumbly 的话，它是比较像是松脆的，它是可能结构比较松散，所以你可能一碰到它就会碎掉了这样子。但是 crisp 这个单字，它除了脆以外，它还有常常用在清新跟利落的意思上面，所以像是空气很清爽啊，或者是空气清新，你都可以用 crisp 这个单字做形容。所以假如说你今天想要说我们在一个秋高气爽的日子去远足，你就可以说 We went for an outing on a crisp fall day. 那因为 crisp 这个字本身有清爽的意思，那跟 fall 放在一起就变成秋高气爽这样子。那再来我们看一下第二个单字 architecture， 那这个字有建筑物或是建筑学还有结构的意思。那讲到建筑物的话呢，我们就想到建筑师，建筑师就是 architect。除了 architecture 可以讲表示一栋建筑或是一个结构以外，我们也常常会用 construction 这个字来表达建设或者是结构的意思。construction 可以怎么用呢？比如说你想要表达一条新的铁路正在修建当中，你就可以用 under construction 去做造句。例如说 ，A new railway is under construction。那再来，我们看一下第三个字 abroad。abroad 是在国外的意思，但它是一个副词。那当作名词的话，它有异国跟海外的意思。 Abroad 这个字呢，常常我们会跟 aboard 搞混，因为他们的拼字很像，可是呢，其实念法是差蛮多的，一个是 abroad， 一个是 aboard。那 aboard 这个字它也是副词，它可以当作在船上或者是在飞机上在车上，那如果当作介系词的话，就是进入船上，进入飞机或者是进入车上。那如果你今天可能有一个朋友他想要拿到学位，毕业拿到学位以后出国工作一年的话，你就可以这样子说， My friend's plan is to get a degree and then work abroad for a year。那最后我们来看一下最后一个单字 vibe。 vibe 这个字有气氛跟情境的意思，那其实最近呢这个字有越来越多被使用的趋势。那讲到气氛的话就可以讲到另外两个字，第一个是 mood， mood 的话它比较接近心情的那种心情上的气氛，那 atmosphere 比较像是除了大气以外，或者是说这个空间里面的气氛是怎么样的。那 vibe 这个字有一个很常用的句子，就如果今天你心情可能本来很好，结果有人突然做了一件事情坏了你的好心情，你就可以对那个人说 Don't kill my vibe， 就是说不要坏了我的好心情的意思。 So now let's take a look at the sentence againWhen I'm searching for the perfect spot to take a photo, if I'm at home, I look for really clean, crisp architecture, and if I'm abroad, then I look for architecture that fits the vibe of whatever city I'm in. And that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. It's really good to see you and hope you like it. Also, if you're interested in Eugenie Gray's Instagram tips, don't forget to check the complete video.Share your comments below. This is Stephanie, and I will see you soon.